play the puzzle. Joining us this week is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
Excellent. How are you doing, Aisha?
I'm doing good, but I have a little cold, so I couldn't do my puzzle master the way I used. You see that? It's a little rough, but I'm doing good. Would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it was an amazing anagram from Ed Pegg Jr. And I said, take the classic illustrated children's book, Sylvester and the Magic Pebble. It was by William Steig, and it won the Caldecott Medal in 1970. I said, rearrange its 26 letters to name a famous film director and a noted role on stage. Well, the film director is Steven Spielberg, and that role is Lady Macbeth.
There were nearly 900 correct entries, and this week's winner is Sarah Garber of Cornelius, North Carolina. Congratulations, Sarah.
Thank you so much.
How did you figure out this week's answer?
Well, my husband and I always listen to it together, and then we kind of try to figure it out separately to try to beat each other. And I just had a gut feeling that it had to be a Shakespeare role because there's nothing more iconic. And so I just started writing down Shakespeare roles, and then my husband was saying film directors out loud, and I was writing those down, and I just went, you know, I just feel like Macbeth sounds right.
Okay, well, that is amazing. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
It's been about 10 years that I've been listening every week and that we've been listening together.
So you came up with it this time. You beat the husband.
I did. And I said, ha-ha.
Yeah, exactly. So what do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Well, I was a chemist for 10 years, and now I am taking a hiatus to raise our daughter, who is 2. We really love to work with the library, and I was recently added to our library's committee for their endowment.
Oh, that's so nice.
Thank you.
I gotta ask you, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I hope so, but with your help, definitely.
Yes, you are ready. All right, take it away, Will.
All right, Sarah and Aisha, every answer today is a familiar three-word phrase in which the middle word is of. The first word starts with S, and the last word starts with L. For example, if I said university or other site of higher education, you would say seat of learning. So it's always S of L. Here's your first one, a site welcoming immigrants in New York Harbor.
Statue of Liberty.
That's it. Something good that happens to you by chance.
Stroke of luck.
That's right. The cabinet official who oversees the collection of data on the economy and the workforce.
Secretary of...
Yes.
Labor?
That's it. Good job. How about social phenomenon in San Francisco during June, July, and August of 1967?
Season of love.
Well...
Summer of love.
Summer of love, is it? Good.
Yes.
Collection you might buy from the brand Samsonite, Tumi, or American Tourister?
Samsonite collection.
You know what those are brands of?
I have no idea. Oh, I've heard of Samsonite, but I couldn't tell you what
Samsonite,
they...
Samsonite, like, well, you use them at the airport?
That's right.
Oh, luggage.
Yes, and you want a collection of them.
Set of luggage?
A set of luggage is it. Good job.
Ooh, that one was hard.
You put the pieces together, though. Classic 1945 film sequel centered around the offspring of a beloved collie.
Son of Lassie
is it. Good job. And here's your last one. A law that sets a time limit for filing a lawsuit.
Oh, I should know this.
So what's the synonym for law that starts with S?
Oh, I get it now.
Oh my goodness,
it just hit me.
And after a while, you can't do it anymore.
Statute of limitations.
You got it. Good job. It came through in the end.
Woo!
Yeah, that last one was trickier, but you did a great job with all of them. You were getting them. So how do you feel?
I feel like everyone says this, but I am relieved.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Sarah, what member station do you listen to?
WFAE in Charlotte.
That's Sarah Garber of Cornelius, North Carolina. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you, Will. Thank you, Aisha.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Bobby Jacobs of Glen Allen, Virginia. Take the first and last names of a famous athlete, change the first letter of the last name to L, and rearrange the result to get the first and last names of another famous athlete. And in each case, the first name has 6 letters and the last name has 5. I'll tell you, these are athletes that everybody knows. So again, famous athlete, change the first letter of the last name to L and anagram the result and you'll get another famous athlete. Both ones are 6 letter first name, 5 letter last name. Which athletes are these?
You have your assignment, puzzlers. When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, August 28th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.